How do you get a product into Oprah's magazine, Good Morning America, the Food Network, and now into over 4,500 brick and mortar retail stores? Today's guest shares his journey and gives great advice on how to grow your product business quickly.
Are you looking for new ways to make your sales grow? You've tried other podcasts, but they don't seem to know. Harvest the growth potential of your product or service as we share stories and strategies that'll make your competitors nervous. Now, here's the host of the Harvest Growth Podcast, John LeClaire.
Today, we're speaking with Colton Knittig. He's the founder of Grill Light, or you can find him at grilllight.com. There's only two L's in that, so grilllight.com. We'll have the URL in the show notes. If you're driving, please check that out afterwards once you know more about the product and this great business. Colton, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. Yeah, great to be here.
Can you tell, for our audience sake that haven't heard of the Grill Light, can you tell us what the product is?
Yeah, so Grill Light is it's a line of grill tools. It's all, you know, high-grade stainless steel grill tools, and hence the name. There's a built-in light in all the tools. So spatulas, tongs, forks, brushes, and everything has a 200 lumen flashlight actually built directly into the handle of the tool. Perfect for, you know, camping and tailgating, that kind of thing.
And it's one of those you look at and there's a lot of great ideas out there. We're like, man, why didn't I think of that? Or it's so obvious, or I can't believe that doesn't exist. Right. How did you originally, I guess, what was your first step in realizing, hey, there's a need for this and you're going to spend the time? It's not easy to develop a brand new product. So how'd you make that decision that it's not only is it something that I need, but it's a big need for a lot of other people and worthwhile to spend time on?
Sure. Yeah, we developed a prototype. I've been kind of a lifelong griller myself, and you know, it's always been kind of a problem. I didn't ever think that, you know, I could create a solution to that problem. But you know, we developed a prototype, took it to an event, a barbecue competition, and just by the response we got there, we thought, you know, maybe we have something here. So it really just kind of took off from that point.
And since then, you've had a lot of success, you know, beyond small venues, et cetera. You've been on Oprah, Good Morning America, and major retailers, on the Food Network. You've really grown this business. What was the first, what would you consider your first big success that, you know, obviously we have little ones along the way, but what was your first big success that really started to make this brand take off for you?
So really it happened kind of right away, which was really surprising. We took it to a trade show in New York. I met the people from Oprah there, and we got into Oprah magazine in our first year in business, which really kind of took off from that point. And you know, they're always out there looking for new kind of innovative products, and you know, we filled that niche really well. And then that year, I don't know if anyone remembers SkyMall, but we were the number one item in SkyMall in their final year of business. So amongst all categories, that was kind of interesting. We were on the cover of the final publication of that magazine back in the day.
That's awesome. That's a cool story to share. Those of us have been around the block a couple of times definitely remember that, and frankly miss SkyMall. It's not as fun to fly as it used to be without perusing through that catalog. Do you have, just out of curiosity, did you keep a cover of that frame somewhere in your office?
Yeah, I've got it somewhere around here. I need to get that back out. But that was really cool to see. So,
and it was the last issue or the last iteration, I guess, of SkyMall, huh?
Right. Yeah. The last one.
Wow. Cool. So that's cool. Yep. That's cool. That's something to hang your hat on for sure. So I think it's good advice. Like, you know, you getting out and getting your name out in small, relatively small ways can lead to bigger things. Right. So being in a trade show, you never know who's going to come across you. For you, it was lucky enough to be Oprah. So that's great to get in her publication really from that. And then beyond that, you've grown from a PR perspective. So Good Morning America, which is huge, right? To get on that show, Food Network and others as well. How did you take it from having that initial now PR success in Oprah magazine into these others as well?
You know, I wish there was kind of some kind of secret formula to it. It's really just kind of grinding, right? So you just keep pushing, and you know, every time you get a new contact or a new, you know, someone that might be able to introduce you, you know, you just reach out, and you know, over time that list kind of grows, and you might reach out, you know, in January and it's not a good time, so you might not hear anything. Reach out to that same person again in August or September, and then they're looking at Christmas stuff. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, is just don't get discouraged and you just keep kind of pushing. There's a fine line between being persistent and being annoying. So, you know, you just have to be persistent and, you know, eventually those wins kind of start rolling in. So.
And that's the right word, I think, to use for it is grinding, right? If you think about the visualization of what that really means, like, you know, you're grinding a bore off of a steel thing, whatever. It's not, you know, one quick pass of sandpaper or the grinder that's going to take that off, right? It's a process. And I mean, that's why we call it grinding. Like it's the same thing when we reach out to these opportunities. It's not going to be the first time, right? Don't give up, right? That's the key is keep at it as you respectfully and professionally, as you said, right? You've got to be professional with the way you reach out, but it is continual, right? It's a process of continuing to reach out. And, you know, I'm sure you reach out to many other shows, networks, et cetera. And those were the ones that popped up. Others probably never have, right? That's the nature of it, but they come once they see success in one channel as well. And now, how about nowadays? What's currently working really well from a marketing perspective for your business?
Yeah, you know, the biggest stuff for us is, you know, we use all the social media sites. You know, that's big, but just word of mouth. We still do trade shows, just, you know, kind of, you know, growing organically that way. So a lot of, you know, paid promotion gets really expensive. So, you know, if you have a great product and you're in the right places at the right time, then it'll just, that organic growth just kind of comes. So that's really the best advice that I can give.
Yeah, very true. That is the first step, is having a great product, right? Making sure it's not just a good idea, but it's top quality. So when people get it, you're not going to get word of mouth. If they love the idea, they get it and they don't use it, right? At the end of the day.
Right.
Is there anything you guys do to seed that word of mouth to make sure it steamrolls or continues on?
You know, we really stand behind our product, right? So I think that's huge we have a lifetime warranty on all of our stuff, which is really kind of unmatched in the grilling world. You know, having an innovative kind of unique product helps to kind of build that word of mouth marketing on its own. It's not another, what we call a Me Too product or like an off the shelf type product that, you know, we just buy it from some factory and put our name on it. Like a lot of people do. It's, you know, truly unique, you know, it's patented. That in and of itself really leads to a lot of good word of mouth, you know, marketing that spreads around. So.
I think grilling can be such a social activity as well. You know, when we grill in our backyards, often it's with friends or family members that are at our house, and it's obviously a very visual product to use this once at night. Everyone's going to notice, right? It might be people in your house or even neighbors that see it. Right. So inherently it can drive to more word of mouth, but it does come back to that, you know, quality being paramount. The usage experience is so important, right? Again, it's not just about the concept, but it's about delivery, making sure that you match your promises that you're making. Right. So I find something interesting. I'd love to go down this path a little bit to share with our audience. You use, some direct-to-consumer marketing, or call it, you know, just advertising, I guess, in a different way than is the norm, but it's super powerful. And I want to talk about that. So for example, your Facebook campaign. So if anyone comes across an ad from Grill Light or their Facebook campaign, you'll notice that at least some of them are directing you to buy at Lowe's, to buy in store, to save money, save costs there, et cetera. So first of all, I got to ask you, so that's not, again, you know, the direction of marketing, everyone that wants to sell just from their website and get away from retail. You guys have found such great success in retail. How does that work for you? Talk about the process of, you know, why did you choose to do that as opposed to setting it over to your website, instead paying money to now drive people to in-store to look for you in Lowe's?
Right. Yeah. You know, that kind of direct consumer marketing or direct consumer sales through our website is great. And that's something that a lot of companies have a lot of success with. I think it's really important to stick with what you're good at. And, you know, we have, you know, those direct consumer sales on our website that's great, but what we've grown the business on and what I've really kind of built my skill set on is building these relationships with retailers. So, you know, we're available in over 4,500 retail stores in the US. And that's great because, you know, we almost have a partner in that retailer. You know, we sell them the product and then they sell it on to the consumer. And obviously there's less margin there, but it's much higher volume, right? So it's kind of, it's out there. And that also spreads kind of the word of mouth marketing, because it just adds presence in all these different locations. But yeah, you know, we support our retailers. So Lowe's is the biggest, by far biggest customer we've ever, you know, worked with. And, you know, if we do well there, then we'll get invited back and we'll get to, you know, continue to kind of grow our success with them and other retailers that way. So, you know, when we made the decision to really focus on the wholesale side of the business, you know, if we sell something to a retail store, but then all of our effort is driving customers to buy directly from us, then we're not a good partner to that retailer. So, you know, we work with them to kind of drive traffic to their stores. So,
and you know, for our audience sake, think about this. It seems so different, but this is the form of advertising that's been around for 100 years, right? In mm-hmm. different forms, newspapers way back in the day, and, you know, kind of traditional TV ads, which of course still work today, where you get a big advertiser, like it might be P&G or Kraft or whatever it might be, spending millions of dollars on TV. You're not buying their products, their food from your website, their cleaning products, et cetera, but rather right. driving into retail stores. A lot of people don't think about that benefit of digital marketing, right? So if you've got, mm-hmm. and a lot of people listening may have kind of a split, some retail, some online, or like you guys have a real focus on the wholesale business. If that's the case, right. including thinking about digital in that quote unquote old fashioned way, right? It still works really well and it can be right. so much less expensive, right? So, you know, this could be a crazy expensive TV campaign for you to run, but now you can target very specifically. Another benefit too is when you run digital ads to support retail, you can. Now with 4,500 retailers, you've got, you know, they're spread across the US, I'm sure, right? For right. others, it might be in 100 retail outlets. You can target those by zip code, support that mm-hmm. test campaign. So we have a client right now that's just getting into Walmart and they've got a test approach, right? So we've got to make sure they sell really well off the shelf. It's right. that same goal. You know, you can use digital means to do that pretty inexpensively. So right. have you been running that campaign for a while? How has it been working?
Yeah, it's been going really well. We've been running that for probably 3 or 4 months now. So it's been great. I mean, we're in there, you know, we've been in there in Lowe's since May, and you know, we're just, you know, keep pushing traffic that direction. So
fantastic. Yep. Fantastic. Definitely makes sense. Well, Colton, I got to ask you, are there any resources that you've found really helpful in your business that have been, you know, able to help you get over the hump or learn as you grow?
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we, like I said, we go to a lot of trade shows and I meet a lot of people at these shows. And you never know who's going to be able to help you down the road. So, you know, at these events, you know, obviously there's a lot of selling and meeting with customers, but you meet with other people that are kind of doing the same thing I'm doing. So, you know, this is kind of a community of, you know, other entrepreneurs, other people selling products. And that's been a huge resource. You know, everyone's, you know, willing to help out, and you never know who could help you out down the road. So, you know, I've learned that, you know, you never really write somebody off because you don't see how you could work together right away. That's been huge. You know, there's various kind of community organizations. There's one here locally that, you know, they support entrepreneurs and small businesses, and those are always great too. But that kind of community of other people in sales has been huge. So
that's a good answer, I think. And it's good to think about, you know, talking to or networking with as many people as you can. So often yeah. we try to think of like, I want to meet the perfect person or the perfect company that's going to be this great partner for us. And it may or may not happen. And frankly, even with the relationship, it may not be what you thought it would be. So often our best connections are surprises, right? By casting a wide net, networking at trade shows, local events, et cetera, we're going to have that net of, and we'll be surprised. Some of my best networking friends and colleagues I've gained over the years, I wouldn't have expected, right? Like it wasn't obvious the connection you're going to get out of it. So being open to that and right. constantly on the lookout, that's good advice.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Colton, is there anything I didn't ask you think in this interview that you think would be helpful for our audience?
You know, I think, you know, we mentioned that on the marketing side, just kind of the grinding and keep pushing and just kind of stick with it. That's true on just kind of the sales and running a business side just as much. There's inherently in this kind of thing, there's always ups and downs. And, you know, I've always found that, you know, you just it's not necessarily the best product or the best entrepreneur or like the smartest person that has a successful business. It's just, you just push through the hard times. That's, you know, it's not really a question, but I just wanted to cover that point that, that's huge. You know, you just kind of keep pushing, and then, you know, the success kind of grows over time, kind of snowballs.
That's great advice. Appreciate that. I do encourage our audience, please check out Colton's website. So grilllight.com, again, two L's, not three. So grilllight.com to find out more about the Grill Light product. And he's been kind enough to share a promo code. So if you use Harvest20, you'll get a 20% discount off your purchase. So please check out the website at a minimum to see the product. He's got some great visualizations on there as well. And then I also encourage you to check out harvestgrowth.com. You'll see other episodes we've recorded. And if you like this episode, you want to learn more about how you can profitably grow your consumer product business, please subscribe to our show and be sure to leave us a review.